You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are speaking with Richard Dasrath, president of Center Stage AV. Richard Dasrath has been in the audiovisual and live event industry for over 25 years. He has worked for many companies in the field in a variety of capacities, so he does understand the AV field very well. He has worked on trade shows, conferences, much music video awards, award galas, political conventions, and first minister summits, provincial elections, smart growth Ontario initiatives throughout Ontario, municipal events, and many more. Richard is currently a partner and president of Center Stage AV based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Richard, a privilege to have you a part of Event Talk here on EPN.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me on your show.
You are very welcome, Richard. Good to have you. So as we talk about the latest trends in event AV and what planners need to know to make educated decisions, can you share with our listeners what your experience is with this topic?
Certainly, Eric. I found over the last 25 years, I started in this industry when things were very basic and rudimentary, from overhead projectors to flat projectors. I've seen it evolved today, where there's a lot more interactive multimedia, where audience are actually being engaged with the person up on stage or the content that's on the screens. And there's things like media servers that are being used more and more in live events today. In fact, I was just at a movie theater on the weekend, and I was just amazed to see that the audience members before the movie started were actually, participating with what was on the screen before. And I think, business theater or business communications is, similar to that, where the audience is now being engaged with the content that's being displayed on the screens or the person that's on stage.
And as planners consider their event AV needs, what are the things they should think about before making contact with a company like yours?
It really helps when planners, have a realistic approach to their the number of attendees in the audience, the scope of the project that pertains to AV, the infrastructure that the audiovisual company have to work within. Certain contractual or legal obligations between the venue, which is in most cases a convention center or a hotel, with the planner. Sometimes, they're not allowed to bring an audiovisual company within that venue, and they need to find that sort of clause within the contract and address that with the venue ahead of time. Realistic timelines in terms of setting up the equipment, rehearsal times, dismantling the equipment. Sometimes, a certain room can be double booked. Where we should have, say, 6 to 8 hours to take something out of the room, we now have 2 hours because there's another group coming in. So if a planner the more of this information they have in advance, the better it is for us to work with that planner in order to give them a successful live event.
Now, Richard, in preparing an AV RFP request for proposals, what are the items planners need to include ensuring a company like yours can provide them with the best possible proposal?
That's a very good question. I've always found it helpful when planners, can provide a realistic attendee number so we can draft a seating plan accordingly. Like I said, a lot of times people will work with a hotel or a convention center and go off the number of attendees that they can fit into that room, but a lot of those numbers do not include adding audiovisuals to that room, which can take up about maybe 20% of the space within that room. So if they can have a realistic number, so we could and a seating plan in advance. There's so many different types of seating arrangements, from herringbone to theater style to cabaret to rounds of 10 or 12. So that always helps if they had that answer in advance. make sure you know in the right venue that can accommodate the vision for this live event. So we can do a proper site inspection to ensure that there's adequate load-out facilities, power drop, lifts, and other sort of heavy equipment to allow us to do what we need to do in that room. And even our rigging capabilities, a lot of times, we have to, take stuff off the ground. And, it's always helpful if we, have a venue that can accommodate that. A realistic approach to their sort of schedules in terms of when they want things set up, when they want to have a rehearsal, when doors will be open. And to ensure that the equipment that is requested can be set up in a sort of allotted time. And again, just having as much knowledge as possible in order for the AV company to provide a detailed proposal or sort of tailor fit the AV to suit their budget.
Really good information. Appreciate all those details today. We are speaking with Richard Dasrath, president of Center Stage AV, based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, who has been in the audio, visual, and live event industry for over 25 years and has joined us today on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Yeah, Richard, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see planners making related to AV, and how can those be prevented?
Well, Eric, the two biggest mistakes I've noticed over the past 10 or 15 years that some planners seem to make, again, is number one, I go back to the venue that's chosen. Sometimes trying to cram way too many people into a room that can't accommodate that, especially when you start adding audiovisual equipment to that room. This isn't written in stone or anything, but I've kind of found as a good rule of thumb that if, for example, if a room can accommodate 600 people in whatever configuration, say theater style or for dinner, I would take 20% off of that and to make room for the audiovisual equipment. So maybe if they can take that space and lose 20% of that space, then I think you can comfortably fit audiovisual equipment within that room. The other mistake that planners seem to make is not having a realistic budget for the AV. I find that some planners expect a Broadway-style event on a community theater's budget. And, time and time again, it's very frustrating for me as an owner of an audiovisual company to have these sort of negotiations with a client who, want to say a $50,000 live event, and they only have, say, $10,000 to spend on that. So it can kind of, the going back and forth can kind of waste precious time when it comes to, getting a live event done. And so they have a realistic approach with their budget and also understand, what they want accomplished in terms of audiovisuals and having that fit within the room that they've chosen in advance, then that would actually help progress things a lot further.
Now, audiovisual technology changes so rapidly. What are the latest developments and tools planners can bring to their events to push up their events to the next level?
Again, as I mentioned before, I started off in the age of multi-image, where you had banks and banks of slide projectors, you had overhead projectors, you had devices that are no longer being used today. And I've seen the new things in audiovisuals or live events as being media servers like Pandora's Box, Watch Out, and Encore, and a slew of other devices out there to try and make things more lively, more energetic on the screens, and a lot of these multimedia tools have been used in broadcast for many years, and it seems to be integrated into corporate theater or business theater, as the slang is for corporate communications. So things like that, also using certain devices. There's been audience response systems, or ARS as it's known as, to allow the audience to participate with the person presenting on stage and having their sort of opinions or participation, reflect what was being discussed at that moment. So, device like that, media servers and interactive tools, I think really helps the audience feel like they're more part of that event as opposed to just sitting there and, you know, and just listening to what's being said on stage.
Very good. In conclusion, can you share your top three tips planners should think about as they plan to engage an AV company for their events?
Certainly, Eric. The three things I would suggest to planners to think about would be, number one is, what is the message they want to convey? And what means will that message, you know, what will be used to have that message be conveyed? Number two, what is their budget to accomplish this objective? Because, like I said, budget is a very important part of audiovisuals. You know, an event could be anywhere from, say, $1,000 to $100,000. It all depends on, you know, what kind of technology is being used to accomplish what the planner has in their mind. Number three, does the venue support the vision to accomplish this logistically and creatively? And a lot of times, you know, a lot of planners have these, you know, great ideas, but then they've chosen a room that can't really accommodate that, such as not sufficient power, there's no rigging points up in the ceiling in order to, you know, take things up in the air. The room might be too small, or low ceiling height is not small enough for the kind of stage you want. But it could be a whole slew of other things as well. So just, you know, I always recommend to meet with an audiovisual company in advance, if possible, and they can, you know, work with them to recommend the right venue and other things that can make an event be more successful.
If you would, before you go, if you could share with our listeners where they can be in best contact and also where they can get more information.
Certainly. So they can go to our website at www.centerstageav.com. They can just contact us through the info Center Stage AV, or they can certainly email me at richard@centerstageav.com if they want any more information.
Easy enough. Richard, thanks so much for joining us here today on Event Talk.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
You're very welcome, and that was Richard Dasrath, president of Center Stage AV based in Toronto, Canada, who has been in the audio, visual, and live event industry for over 25 years, and you can reach Richard by phone at 905-282-2444 or email richard@centerstageav.com. And for more information, by simply visiting centerstageav.com. And on the next episode of Event Talk, we will be speaking with Phoenix-based event planner Daniel Duran about how to measure the success of an event in the nonprofit world, the importance of big vision planning, knowing a community, fostering a culture and identity, and how these strategies result in a profitable event for your organization. Thanks for joining us once again on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This show is supported by eventinterface.com, event management and attendee engagement software. Forget registration transaction fees. Start managing registrations and attendees today for a low monthly fee. Sign up at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.